This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, this podcast is about rogue judicial traitors. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about the Ninth District Court and their recent decision to uphold the stay of President Trump's executive order that temporarily banned travel of individuals from seven countries that have been long named as sort of cesspools of terrorism. In fact, they were named by the Obama administration. And what we're seeing here, this is what's important. We're now seeing a civil war inside the bureaucracy. And we knew this was coming. I talked about it before. And in this podcast, I'm going to give you a little more analysis of where this is headed and why President Trump is going to win this fight. So welcome to the podcast. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the publisher of Trump.news, as well as naturalnews.com and many other websites. We have a great site, zombie.news too. It's about the rise of the left-wing zombies. So you might want to check out zombie.news for a little bit of humor and analysis from time to time. So where is this all going with the Ninth Circuit Court? Just to be clear, to start with, the law, it's very clear that the president, any president, including Obama, who used this law before, has the right to simply proclaim a temporary travel ban on any group at any time, for any reason, for any duration. This law has been on the books for a very long time. Obama used it. He banned travelers from Iraq. Bush used it. Even going back to Reagan used it with Iran. You banned travel from Iran during the Iran crisis that happened right around when he was sworn in as president, with Carter outgoing. So there have been many, many cases. I think Bill Clinton used this law as well. Many, many cases of presidents using this law. And of course, nobody on the left ever screamed and went crazy about it before. Only when Trump does it do they say, oh, it's unconstitutional. And just to be clear, it's not a Muslim ban, and anybody who calls it a Muslim ban is spouting fake news, deliberately lying. It's not a ban on Muslims. It's a ban on travel from just particular countries where we need to do some more vetting. We need to do more background checks. And this is what's interesting to me, because so many people on the left, they want more background checks for gun purchases. They want to say, well, before you have a gun, you know, we should do a background check. We should know a little bit more about who you are. Make sure you don't have a criminal record. And yet, they don't want a background check on people to come into the country where they can commit mass bombings and kill dozens of people if they happen to be terrorists. Isn't that interesting? They want a background check on an American at a gun show buying a .22 to shoot squirrels or whatever they're going to do with it, but they don't want a background check on a terrorist that wants to come in and get his hands on an AK-47 and break into an office building in San Bernardino or break into a gay nightclub in Orlando and just go off in a mass killing of innocent Americans. So think about that double standard for a minute. Next, think about the traitors in the judicial system that are allowing this to happen. We've got this Judge Robart. I think that's his name, Robart. I think he's in Washington State, if I'm not mistaken. Seattle, that sounds right, who issued the initial stay on Trump's executive order. And this guy is a hardcore leftist. He's what's called an activist judge, which means he doesn't follow the law. He simply renders it whatever decision most benefits his political party, which is the Democrats. And then, of course, the Ninth Circuit Court, District Court, has now upheld that decision by Robart, handing another slap in the face to President Trump, but once again ignoring the law. And this is the issue. We now have a judicial system in America that is made, it's composed of traitors. Traitors who deliberately take away power from the president to protect our national security, to protect our citizens from high-risk immigrants who are not being properly vetted with background checks. So now the question is, every terrorist attack in America that results in deaths, is that Judge Robart's fault now? Is it the fault of the Ninth Circuit? Those judges, are they to blame now? Because many would argue, yes, they are partially to blame. Because they prevented the defense of the nation, and they forced Trump's decision to be at least temporarily overturned, allowing terrorists to come right on in, posing as refugees or posing as immigrants. And now I also want to be clear that this doesn't mean, and Trump doesn't mean, that every person from every one of these countries is a terrorist. Never said that, never implied that, not the case. At most, it might be 1 out of 100 people. It might only be 1 out of 500, for all we know. But it is some number that's greater than zero. Unfortunately, you have to do a background check on everybody to catch the really bad people. Isn't that why leftists want background checks on guns? Because by the same logic, most gun owners are very peaceful, law-abiding citizens. Every once in a while, there's somebody who owns a gun who does something destructive with it. It's not very often. It's not even 1 in 100. It's more like 1 in 50 million or some number like that. It's you know, the actual criminals that use guns don't buy them. They steal them. By the way, people who buy guns lawfully are almost never those who use guns in the commission of a crime. Did you know that? The FBI crime statistics tell you that. It's very clear. And yet, the left demands background checks for every gun owner. Why? Because they want to vet people. So why aren't we vetting the terrorists, even when it's a much higher percentage? It could be 1 in 100 people from these countries, or maybe 1 in 1,000. Let's just say it's only 1 in 1,000. That's at least 1,000 times higher probability than a gun buyer in America committing some kind of crime with a gun, even if that's 1 in 1,000,000. That is 1/1,000th of 1 in 1,000. You got that? Because 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000. So, in other words, it's 1,000 times greater chance of somebody being a terrorist if they're an immigrant from those countries than somebody buying a gun and using it to commit violence. This is just rough numbers, but you can check out the background, the FBI statistics, to get more exact numbers. I'm just sort of trying to illustrate a point here. That if we want to actually protect our nation and protect our citizens, there are things we can do. And those things are not that complicated. They include things like President Trump's executive order. And yet the left is blocking them. They're doing it on purpose. They want chaos. They want terrorism in America. They want to see violence. They want to see riots. This is why people like Tim Kaine have called for fighting in the streets. This is why so many leftists are calling for violence and excusing or condoning violence. They're using violent rhetoric to whip up hatred among people, like the Berkeley students who committed the violence against Milo Yiannopoulos and so on. The left is fully invested in violence at this point. And it's sad. But where is it going? I'll tell you where it's going. And the reason I know the answer to this is because I know the kind of people that Donald Trump and Steve Bannon and others in the White House are. I know what kind of people they are because, in many ways, I am the same kind of person. I'm a fighter, and they are fighters. Fighters don't get intimidated, no matter how much they're attacked, no matter how much they're defamed or lied about. Fighters are really spiritual warriors. And they don't back down. What they do is they double down on their commitment to doing what's right for the people that they serve. Like, I serve my audience, you know, people like you. My commitment is to help you create a better life and have a better outcome, no matter what circumstances come your way. Donald Trump's responsibility is to make all of America have a better future, and to be a safer country, to have better economic opportunities. And so he is not backing down precisely because Donald Trump is not doing this for political reasons. He's doing it for practical reasons. And if I were in his shoes, I would be doing almost the same thing he is doing, which is going full force, going all out, getting things done, rocking the boat if you have to, shattering the status quo, but making progress and moving things forward. And now that's going to be tempered with, of course, compassion, human rights, and all those things, which means that this ban on these seven nations is only temporary. You ban those seven nations for a few months until you figure out a better background vetting system. And then that system, you get it up and running, and then you open up the doors again, but you now have better security. That's exactly what I would do. And that's exactly what Donald Trump is doing. It's the right decision. It's the right approach. And he's going to insist on it. And what's interesting about this is that we're now looking at a war inside the bureaucracy. Think about it. Donald Trump has been president for, let's say, roughly 3 weeks. It hasn't been very long, okay? 3 weeks, not even a month, not even close. But the bureaucracy that he's fighting has been in place for 8 years because Obama put all those judges in there. Or maybe not a full 8 years, some of them 7 years, some of them 6 years, whatever. They've been in there a lot longer than Donald Trump. And that bureaucracy is now at war with Trump. That's why the White House leaks are happening. That's why we have these rogue bureaucrats, you know, inside DHS or inside the DOJ or inside the EPA, what have you. They are rogue anti-Trump bureaucrats. It's going to take some time to root out these traitors. And I guarantee you that some of them are going to go to jail because President Trump is going to arrest some of them when they violate the law. Others, they're just going to be shown the exit. Thank you. Your services are no longer needed. So we're going to root them out. We're going to drain the swamp, as Trump says, and we're going to get these traitors out of the bureaucracy, but it will take time. So the number one thing that you need to understand as an American citizen or even a Trump supporter is that he's not a dictator. He can't wave a magic wand. He has to go through and clean out the swamp day by day, judge by judge. He has to go and sweep through the entire judicial system just inch by inch. It's like moving the ball forward down the field when you're trying to win the Super Bowl. You fight for every inch, and he's being resisted every step of the way. So it's going to be difficult. It's going to take time. Trump's going to need our support to back him during this process, to let him know that we understand this. We understand this is a complicated thing. We understand that the bureaucracy is at war, not just with Donald Trump, but at war with America's security and America's liberties and America's patriots. We understand that the left is perhaps even more dangerous to this country than the terrorists that they are aiding and abetting. We also understand that at some point, depending on how bad things get, President Trump may have to issue arrest warrants for traitors inside the bureaucracy, which could include, at some point, I'm not saying he should do it now, but if things get a lot more serious, it could include a federal judge. You might have to arrest a federal judge and charge them with sedition, prosecute them as treasonous betrayers of America. It could come to that at some point. Again, I'm not saying we're there now, but it could come to that depending on how these things escalate. And if that's what's necessary to protect America's interests, that's what has to be done. And we would support that if it's a clear-cut case. Obviously, we don't support someone like a dictator running around just silencing his political enemies because he doesn't like them. But we do support taking the legal steps necessary to defend this nation, defend its interests, and defend its citizens. Note that I did not say defend its illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants or whatever people want to say. They are not citizens. They do not have the right to vote. They do not have the right to entitlements. They do not have constitutional protections unless they are citizens. And my wife is an immigrant, and we went through the legal process. We followed all the laws, all the rules. We went to the interviews, had the x-rays, everything that the INS required. I don't know if they still require all that, but they did back then. You got to have a health inspection. you have to bring your x-rays to the INS. That's what they used to require. I kid you not. We had a giant manila folder with chest x-rays in it of my wife. And there's all kinds of things that you have to do to qualify, to follow the rules, and then you have to take the test, and you have to take the oath, and you have to do all these things. We went through that process. We followed the rules, and that's why we deserve to be citizens. But for those people who choose to violate the rules, bypass the rules, they want to take shortcuts, they want to cut in line, they want to jump over the wall, cross the border without having legal permission to do so. Those people, no matter what country they're from, they do not have any right to demand any constitutional protections or any voting rights or even a driver's license. They have no rights because they are not citizens. That is something that must be made very, very clear. We welcome people from other countries and other religions and other cultures, but you got to follow the rules. You got to apply, wait in line, take your turn, do this in a civilized way. And that's really the point here, is that the left has abandoned civility. The left wants a mad mob rush into America. And that's the way they think. It's mob mentality. They don't care what the law says. They don't care what the rules are. They don't care about immigration regulations. They don't even care about respecting someone's free speech, like Milo at UC Berkeley. All the left wants is to have a mindless mob take over everything, and they just basically want the population to turn into a zombie horde of mindless, obedient, compliant and complicit leftists who just do whatever the left wants, even if it makes no sense whatsoever. And that's not acceptable. The left has lost any moral authority in America. They have lost legal authority. They do not recognize any law anymore. Think about sanctuary cities. It is an open violation of the laws of the land. And they're just shoving it in your face and saying, we're not going to recognize whatever laws we don't like. California is talking about not paying taxes to the federal government now, which is hilarious. Maybe we should all do that, right? Why should they be the only ones who don't have to do that? But the point is that this selective nullification of immigration law and sanctuary city law, you know, all these things, it is a sign of the lawlessness of the left. And it's just an indication of where this is going. And that is, if things stay on their current path, things are headed to a kinetic civil war. We're talking about mass riots in the cities. We're talking about National Guard troops, checkpoints on all the roads and highways. People in rural areas in America will mostly be ignored and they'll mostly be safe, but the cities will burn. And there could be mass arrests. And probably, and I'm going to throw this out very early, I'll probably do some additional podcasts on this point. Probably the most practical thing to do with all of these left-wing rioters who have forgotten how to function as citizens or even participants in a civil society, probably the right thing to do is to literally arrest them when they're committing crimes, if they're looting or committing violence or arson, whatever, arrest them, send them all literally to re-education camps. You know, all those FEMA camps that Hillary Clinton thought she was going to use to round up patriots and gun owners? Well, those camps do exist. And guess what? They're mostly empty. And we could stock them full of criminal left-wing rioters who need to be re-educated in how to function in a civil society. Put them through a simple education program for 2 years, let's say, and teach them the basics that the universities have forgotten to teach them, or that the high schools aren't teaching anymore, or that their parents aren't teaching them. We're literally going to have an education program in this country to teach people the basics of how to live in a society without being a left-wing asshole. And that's what it has come to. So that's me saying that is probably a little early. We're not there yet. We may not get there, but I can definitely see a trend line that can take us to that place if we have massive riots, massive civil unrest in the cities all across America. Might be time to open up the FEMA camps and call them education centers. Remember, Hillary Clinton called them fun camps. So maybe we can use her term. Call them fun camps, fun education camps. And there's no internet. There's no cell phones. There's nothing. You bring them all in there, all these snowflakes that are caught committing crimes, and you bring them in there. Instead of giving them prison time, you actually do them a favor and educate them and give them the parenting that they never got. Give them the education that they never got from the public education system. And maybe 2 years later, half of them come out of there being functional citizens who can finally operate in a civil society without just being left-wing radical, you know, zombie libtards. So that might be where it's going. I guess we'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, keep supporting President Trump because he is trying to protect America. Keep speaking out against the rogue judicial traitors who are now causing America's, they're threatening the safety of America directly by allowing terrorists to march right in, pretending to be refugees. These ninth district judges are traitors to America, and we cannot accept their highly politicized, lawless decision that is now putting Americans at risk. So speak out, share this podcast, listen to more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com, and keep reading trump.news. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics. We have morality. We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.